It's the Blood Canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth, but you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating though, yeah, nobody really cares.
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't want to go there. You think it's fucking light, huh? You know what I'm saying? She let me do a Cleveland Steamer, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She said we can do it next week. Niggas, you better stand!
Or get your ass out the league.
Okay, Nelson! I'ma get it, man!
And now, ECST.
I say, fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth, that's why. Shorty's hollering, where the ball is at? Drug dealers buy Jordans, crackhead buy crack.
And the white man get paid off of all of that.
Nigga!
That's one of the hardest lines Kanye ever came up with before he went to the sunken place. before he got knee deep in that Kim Kardashian pussy, it was like, what's black power? Ugh. What's black empowerment? Ugh.
Like meat over everything.
Hell yeah, man. It's like, fuck it, man. He was like, why should I empower my people when this pussy feels so good?
Yeah,
man. But what's up, ST, man? How you living?
Man, I'm living good, you know, brand new year, you know, feeling good, you know, just trying to make it shake, man. How about you, EC? How you feeling?
Man, not much, man. You know, just getting through the year. Just, you know, just got back from the jizm. You know, that shit was crowded as fuck.
Yeah, you already know.
Everybody on that new year, new me, about to literally, like, work out to eat a whole pizza. Yeah. With some salted caramel brownie from them nasty at Papa John's. You know what I'm saying? You know what's funny? Real quick, I don't think I told a story before, but I remember when I was in Texas, helping out my sister or whatever, I got a membership at Planet Fitness. And every fucking Monday, I told a story.
You probably have, but go ahead.
The beginning of the year, but every first Monday of the month, they'll have like Pizza Mondays. And I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And it's like, they just try to keep niggas in this fucking vicious cycle, man. But I ain't gonna lie, man. It was a bad bitch the other day. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get their thirst trapping on. And speaking of thirst trapping, man, like, these hoes are coming with it in 2018, man.
Yeah, they are.
I ain't never seen so many hoes ready to get this bag before in my life, nigga. Like, literally, when I went up on Instagram this year, I was like, these hoes are coming. Like, this one girl had on, like, a G-string like bikini from top to bottom. Talking about behind the scenes, I usually don't do this, I'm gonna delete it later. And that was like, 5 days ago, that shit was still there. And I was like, okay, shit, I ain't got a screen cap this shit. You know, it's gonna be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking thirst trapping whore. And then like today she had a video of her like putting her jeans on. You know how the women had too tight jeans and they'd be like jumping up and down and like had like their ass like plumped up in one spot and they like pull it. Yeah. I'm like, this hoe gonna get her. This hoe going for the bag this year. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, she is.
I was like, God damn.
You following her hard, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. If I had some brand and some in that trick mentality, nigga, I would be on it. Shit, if I was all about that life, you know, dropping coin for some pussy, I would have been hit up in the DM like, how much this shit costs? Shoot. Well, yeah, man, it's just been an insane year, man. I was following Sean King. You know how he always coming up with, like, you know, pro black, you know, reports on Twitter. Man, like 28 African Americans already been killed, man. And it hadn't even been fucking 15 days of the year.
Yeah.
28 by police officers.
Yeah, man.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. Y'all keep your head on the swivel out here, man. Like, for real. This shit's out here. It's crazy, man.
You know, we still out here, you know, living as if this junk don't exist.
Nah, like, dude.
It was crazy, man. Last Friday night, man, I was out, this guy hit me. Like, he tapped me in the back. What? And, this is a good, it's a decent white man. So, you know, shouts out to him. But, he admitted fault. And, you know, he called the police and everything. And, you know, both me and him standing outside our cars, right? He's, you know, of course, he's parked in front of me and I'm behind him. Mm. Because I thought he was trying to run off. But actually, he was just trying to get out of the way of traffic, you know, because it's pretty heavy, you know. So, you know, of course, we get out the cars as the policeman pulls up. And he and his partner get out. And, like, the driver of the car, like, I'm standing right beside my car. And this cracker walks right past me, doesn't say anything, goes straight to the man in front of me.
Yep.
And I'm like, dang, dude, am I not standing here? Like, you're like, I know, like, you see me. So, and it's, I don't know, it's just like he got, I don't know, it's like he didn't even, I guess, want to talk to me or whatever. So he got, like, his partner to, I guess, to explain to me what was going on and all this other stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'm the one who got hit.
Man, like, fucking
crazy. Yeah, man. So it's just like, what can you do? You know, just, you know, stay, you know, keep your head on the swivel, like you said. You know, keep your nose clean, cause, man, they don't care, man.
They'll give a fuck.
Yeah, they willing, like, at the drop of a hat to do something crazy. So
yeah, man. Know. Just like not trying to piggyback off of what you've been through, but I never get a time. I was sideswiped by, like, one of those gravel dump trucks.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened to me where, we spun. It was me and my boy. We spun in the middle of a 2-lane highway, then went to the middle. And the cop got there, and the cop talked to my white friend. And he just didn't. And I'm the motherfucking driver.
Yeah.
And he didn't even try to talk to me. He just kept looking straight. And, you know, we were coming back from North Carolina. We were, like, almost, we was in Tennessee, but we was in the boondocks part of Tennessee. So, you know, Trump country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just crazy how he didn't even want to talk to me. I was like, man, don't you need to get a report on what happened? And he was like, oh, I got it from your friend. And I was like, I bet you did, fuck nigga. Like, dude, it's the one thing that I hate. The one thing I hate about us as a people is we want white acceptance so bad.
Approval.
We just want approval so bad. It's like, I do good, pat me on the head. You know, like, let me lick your nuts. Just put some peanut butter on it. Because I know you like that shit, you nasty fuck. Like, man, it's just, it irks me to no end when I just see people just in the streets and I just see somebody, you know, of that complexion walk by and they'll just stop in their tracks. I'm like, is this Jim Crow era we living in?
We pretty much are.
Yeah, because, like, man, like, Trump just deported 200,000 Saldorians. He's trying to make America as white as possible while he's in office, because they know if somebody else gets in office, if it's a woman, or if it's a woman or a liberal white male,
minority, they're gonna unleash hell.
They'll be like, somebody left the gate open. Everybody will be coming back like, yo, back up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he hides the deportation behind the guise of their gang members. And some of these people are hardworking individuals that white Americans won't do these jobs anyway. So we need somebody to do these fucking jobs, and nobody ain't doing them. But yeah, man, I'm just saying, man, it's real out here in the field, man. They're trying to purge as many people out there, they're trying to kill us off, and trying to deport many people as they can, and they're trying to just push white people just to have kids, because like I said before, man, their numbers are dwindling. But it's just insane, the blatant amount of just disrespect that people of color, period, get.
Yeah.
And then like when other races get it hard, we don't need to be there to jump up and, you know, cape for them, because they never cape for us. When we get our asses beat, let them niggas do their own thing, man.
They never come to our aid.
Nah, man. Like, something happened to somebody Asian or somebody happened to somebody Hispanic, they'd be like, man, y'all gonna help us out? You know, we were there for y'all. Like, nigga, y'all never there for us.
Yeah.
Freddie Gray situation, man. Trayvon Martin, you know, Tamir Rice, you know, nobody stood up for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when that white cop, they trying to get that Asian cop off that was going around raping those sisters. I don't know what city was in. They trying to get him off.
Yeah.
And they got that nigga DNA everywhere. That nigga was just sloppy. DNA and sperm samples everywhere, man. He can't even deny that shit.
Yeah. He probably won't.
Hopefully he don't, man. I hope somebody in jail doing that nigga in, man. Talking about, man, I want some takeout tonight. Some General Sal. You know what I'm saying? With some extra soy sauce. You know what I mean? And you're like, they're trembling in his jail cell.
Yeah,
he was a cop too, so you know they're gonna get him in.
Oh man, cause you know they're gonna take advantage of, you know, cops putting them in there.
Yep.
So they're gonna treat him like the cop that, you know, actually did him in.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, as they come up behind him, remember that time you put me in jail, man, for you know, having that cocaine in my butthole. Well, I'm about to go find my rock. He'd be like, no. Like, man, no, it wasn't me. Too late, nigga. Bend over. Somebody save me. Yeah, man, off that shit, man. We're trying to be more positive, you know, in the new year. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, no.
Man, it's so fucking hard to come into the new year with some positivity, but ain't nothing. I ain't seen anything extremely positive, but people are on this Oprah running for president, running for the presidency in 2020 because of her speech at the Golden Globe. And I'm just like, man.
It's the Golden Globes.
Yeah. And then, like, if she does get in, like, all presidents are puppets. She's not going to sacrifice her life to try to change something for us that'll just get switched back.
Or her money.
Oh, her money, yeah, man. It's just like, somebody will literally have to, let's say ST ran for to be president, and I was the vice president. Like, literally, we'd be like, okay, ST, we about to die.
Yeah.
Within, like, a year or 2 years, but we're going to try to get reparations. We're going to try to get all of our brothers out of jail. Yeah. And by the time, like, we have to choose one or the other, because if we choose getting people out of jail or reparations, we'll be dead before the bill gets signed. So we got to figure out which one we want to try for first. Because literally, like, a secret service agent will, like, not jump in front of a bullet. Or he might just, like, as I'm going to sleep, be like, good night, Mr. President. Pow! He might just do it himself. Yeah, man. It's just like, I literally, like, because, you know, the president gets debriefed and told all of our secrets or whatever, like, before he gets in the office. And I'll just be sitting there just like, because I we run on the ballot. We'll be like, man, we're going to get whites. We're going to bring whites back to prominence, you know, lie to them. And then, when we get in, try to, you know, help our people. And then like, you talk to the president coming out. You'd be like, man, we about to go ahead and do this thing about the reparations for black people, man. It's like, how long we got? And are you, like, as you said, God, there's a sniper, there's a like, red laser point on your head. And, like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
I said, Razzle-Ruzzle. You know? I said, the rapture's coming. I ain't saying nothing about reparations. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It would have to be a situation in which, like, we could never, like, actually live in America again. It have to be somewhere where we be on, I don't know, some remote island or something.
Hell yeah, like running the country from like a remote island off of the coast of Zimbabwe or some shit.
Yeah, it have to be, because, you know, they make a big deal about 45 not even staying in D.C. Sure, I wouldn't stay in D.C. either.
Hell no, man.
Ain't no telling how many black people done died in that house.
Hell yeah, dude. The block is hot.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm straight on that. Yeah. But, it would definitely have to be a situation in which we both, like, I don't know, like, maybe I go for reparations and then you clean it up with, you know, getting everybody out of jail.
Hell yeah. And then we'd be like, we run our wheels on live TV, like live streaming the shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to run our wheels right now because they're going to kill us. Like, just try to just constantly let people know that we're going to die just to extend our lives for like maybe 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because there's no way. It's no way in hell. That shit's gonna happen in America, man. This is the white man landing. You know, they came and fucking took.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just, you know, that's the world we live in, man. All thing we can do is kind of just work, you know, work within the system and try to, you know, work our way through.
Yeah.
And not, you know.
Stay out of the way.
And try to, you know, try to stay out of the way, try to get your money. And and it's kind of disheartening, man, to even speak this way, man, that you can't.
Yeah.
You can feel empowered, but you got to just know it's gonna come to a certain point where if you make a certain amount of money, somebody's gonna come see you, and then they're gonna be. You know what? I wouldn't even mind. I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't even mind getting to that point just to see what it's like. Just to see who comes to talk to you. Like who's
hand
over it. I want to know that.
Yeah.
So you can get to the point where I'll be like, okay, where you stand? Woo!
I think as long as I could, you know, if I could know who made like the real power moves.
Yeah.
Like, And if I had, you know, the power, AKA money to, you know, to support, you know, I guess doing whatever I could, you know, I wanted to do without, you know, fearing anybody, then yeah, I definitely would challenge it. I would try to overthrow it.
Now what we could do is like get in the game and then like just coon it up and be like, yeah, they're one of us. And the whole time we're in there, just like getting all their names written down, and then like we live to be 85, and then just like put all that shit out there, like do with it what you can. we will fight for our people the whole time. Yeah. Like I would sacrifice, you know, social backlash and just, you know, constantly getting berated in social media or just in society, period, be called a coon just to get in, to infiltrate that shit and figure out what's going on and try to get it back to our people.
Yeah.
That shit would be worth it, man. I wish somebody would do that. I wish somebody would go in there on the guise of cooning. But once you get in, you start cooning, then you become from being a double agent just to not being an agent at all. And you'd be like, you know what? It's cool. You know, I'm one of them. They let me in. I'm special. Not knowing you ain't special, motherfucker.
What's the name of that? That woman.
That'd be a good movie.
Yeah. What's the name of that woman who basically was campaigning for 45, and as soon as he won, like she wore a Trump dress.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a singer, and her career is fucked over.
She's a singer?
Yeah, she was. She was a singer because she sang at his inauguration. She was the only one.
No,
who got her name.
No. Not Chrisette Michele.
Oh, okay.
Not her.
Wait a minute. She wore Trump. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, she's doomed anyway. But I don't know. I mean, as far as black people are concerned, I feel her career is probably over. But she probably is not worried about that. But I mean, but she hadn't been, you know, mainstream enough to even get, you know, I guess enough of those white votes, so I don't really know how that's gonna work out for her.
Oh yeah. This girl is a double agent, Joy Villa.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep, because she got in, and then that guy smacked her on the ass, and then she was like, "Man, he sexually harassed me," and it was like, "You nigger, let him touch you. That's the price of doing business."
Yeah.
Man, nobody wanna get felt up. You know, getting done in, because, you know, the Golden Globes are all about that, you know, wearing black dresses or whatever to be, you know, have solidarity for a sexual assault. In Hollywood, I'm going to tell you like this, man, I'm keeping it real with you. If you 100. Once this shit calms down, it's going to be some get on your knees, suck my dick, you want this role.
And pretty much.
And then we'll be like, man, I want an Iron Man 5. Well, Robbie, you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty back, much. Y'all. I'm back. I'm like, was it worth it? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just this is crazy how I don't care if I ever had that much power. Well, I could just literally, I'm the gatekeeper of your life. I'm not going to be like, what you going to do for me? With my pants unzipped.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, like which way you going to, you know, gargle my dick and balls all at one time. And in what direction. I don't even want to do that. I don't care if the bitch is bad.
Yeah, but it's crazy, though. Like, as soon as, you know, all of that happened, you know, she exploited him for, you know, doing all of that stuff. It's funny how, like, all of a sudden, everybody in the world started calling her a whore and everything.
Yep, man, you know how they work, man.
Yeah, it's like she was taking all these, you know, risque pictures and everything, and wasn't nobody, you know, saying all of that before.
Yep.
But as soon as she goes against the agenda, it's like, oh, now, you know, we see who, you know, see you for who you are, stuff like that.
This nigga bitch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. If you're not part of the program, you ain't rolling with the program, man. You out.
Yeah.
And that goes for anybody, man. They be sacrificing their own women.
Yeah.
I saw this article where they said alt-right men are going towards Asians. Because, you know, Asians are the closest thing to, you know, white women to produce white kids. Where you can, like, have a half Asian, half, you know, white male or female. They almost look white.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Keanu Reeves is half. A lot of people don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is a half Asian, half white person. You can't even tell, can you?
I guess given, you know, his first name.
Can you? I was like, let me at least have that. Like, all right, you spit. I don't know what the Asian racist Asian epithet is, but you like, whatever, you can take it. But yeah, man, they're going towards Asians, man, because it's the white women, they want, you know, they want the soul pole.
Yeah.
You know, they love brothers, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to the gym every day. There's always some white women looking at me, man. I'm just like, yep, you ain't got a chance. Unless you got like black unless you got like extreme black features. And I might as well get with a sister if it's all like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, dude. It's just, because you gotta think about it, man. If you're a man of means, you know, which we will be one day, you gotta understand, like, if you marry somebody that's white, let's say you die. All your resources, all that money you work for, it's not going back into your community. What community is it going to?
Yeah.
And that's what these brothers don't understand when they be getting these big-ass contracts in the league, man, the NBA, the NFL. They don't understand, man, that they have power and those resources that they accumulate, they work so hard for, and their parents sacrifice for to get them to practice and, you know, to get them work out, to get them, a coach and a trainer and all that. That's going right back to Becky. And her father and investing that shit in a fucking damn cupcake stand and giving that shit to damn Lil Junior. And they ain't coming to Jerome and Bano. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man. We don't think about that kind of stuff, man. It's real deep how far how far things go. We just can't think with our loins at all times. You know, we really can't. And you can't. Yeah. You can't just be, you know, worry about the, you know, the rumors talking about, you know, white girl, you know, sucking better and yada. You can find your sister that'll gobble you down, you know.
Yeah,
they out there learning, you know. All you gotta do is just, you know, go up on them sites, you know, sites that you need to go to. These hoes out here putting in work, you know what I'm saying? They got some seminars going on. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, wait a minute, it's like, what city you live in? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for real. But until we get to the point where that we want to support ourselves and be self-sufficient and not try to look for approval, we're going to always be in this situation, man. We're always going to be where we are. We're going to be stagnant, man. And speaking of not stagnation, but predicting the future, like, you know what's crazy? What I want y'all to do, because I did this over the weekend. I was bored. I kind of went down like another wormhole of like conspiracy theories, and I saw one on how the census predicted different things and how they predicted stuff in the future. And it's just kind of scary because they've been right up to this point, and then somebody had a theory that we're pretty much living in a simulation, and pretty much everybody, like the higher ups, already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And they kind of just hint into us what's going to happen in due time. You just got to get yourself prepared.
And just see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, because now they're talking about global warming and the ice caps melting, and it's going to, like, flood out, like, half of America. Like,
yeah.
East Coast, they said East Coast is going to be extremely damaged. They said millions are going to die. They said pretty much almost all of California is going to be submerged underwater. And I'm just like, God damn.
Yeah,
and they had that. That's crazy. Yeah, man, that shit. Hold on, hope we're not allowed to see it. But, you know, yes. If it does happen, you know, learn how to swim, niggas. but like, look at that video. Like, y'all go on YouTube. Y'all want to, you know, not really scare yourselves, but just kind of see what people are saying. Like, some of this stuff is spot on. Like, you can get lucky and predict that Trump's going to be the president, but that's still kind of iffy. And they also predicted 9/11 and some of the other things that they're predicting in the future, that we're going to run out of food sources, and we're pretty much going to, like, cannibalism is going to become a thing. It's going to become legal. Dang. Just because we're not going to have enough food sources. Like, you know, everybody, like, EC got a little tinfoil hat on. He crazy. But go look it up and not think like, man, this shit could be possible. And if we are living in a simulation, everything already predestined, that's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you what,
if that ever does start happening, man, I'm moving to Monaco.
Hell yeah, nigga, just move somewhere and just let it watch the world burn.
Yeah.
Man, dude. Watch that's the world.
Crazy, man.
Fucking burn. But ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. Haha, we made this week, bitch. You think we're gonna make it? I didn't either. And so you can follow us on your favorite podcast and services, which is YouTube, AudioMac, Stitcher, and iTunes, of course. And then you can follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is Instagram at Blank Canvas ECST. Also on Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST and Facebook at the same handle. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
Dude, what is up with people getting on Ginuwine, dog?
Man, people are so insensitive now, man. Like, I don't understand what the big dish. Well, honestly, I don't understand what the big issue is. Like, I mean, as a man in America, don't you have the freedom to decide who you will and won't date?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's get to, so what's going on is, correct me if I'm wrong, Ginuwine is on a reality show, right?
Yeah. Big Brother, was it UK or something like that?
Yeah, so he's on Big Brother UK. And there's somebody that's transgender there. And the transgender, she, him, tried to kiss him. And he was just like, man, like, get the fuck off me. Like, you like that the person, like, trying to cuss his ass out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so you don't like trans women? Are you transphobic? I'm just like, when is it going to get to the point where it's okay to say no to shit and people getting punked down for everything?
Yeah. Basically, he was at, like, well, I said he, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's he.
She, yeah. He was asking Ginuwine if, you know, I guess questioning whether or not he would date she. And, you know, Ginuwine said, not if you transgender. Like, and I mean, I don't understand what's wrong with that. Like, if you're a heterosexual male and you are looking to, you know, I guess date someone and potentially have kids with someone, don't you think that you would want to know if the person that you are talking to, you know, maybe possibly could have been a man in his, you know, former life or whatever, like that? I don't know, man. Like,
just think about this, man. What happened if, you know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with saying no?
I know. What happened if, like, what happened if you were a late bloomer in life and you never had, you know, raw vagina before, and you end up like smashing a trans woman that's, you know, that's really, you know, that's all the way, what's the word I'm looking for?
Post-op.
Yes, post-op.
Post-operation.
Yeah, he's like, man, this, you know, this feel good. And then you find out later on that, you know what I'm saying, that person's penis was, like, peeled back and cut open. Okay, y'all, if y'all want to see something nasty, watch a video of the process of turning a penis into a vagina, man. That shit is nasty. It wasn't like the real thing. It was like a simulation. And I was like, because all they, like the whole time I was like, my flesh was crawling, I was screaming. I was like, What they literally do. They take the penis.
Oh god, don't do it.
They fold the shit back. They cut it open. They take your urethra out, pull that shit out, flex that shit into a vagina, cut it open. It's just so nasty. But going back to it, like you smash and you like, man, this feel good. Then you find out that it ain't real vagina, and then you gonna lose it.
Yeah, you would feel devastated.
I'll feel devastated. Like my first time getting raw vagina was a fake. I might as well just get one of those little pocket things and go to town.
Yeah.
That'd probably be better, and feel better about yourself after doing it.
I would probably guess so. Yeah. I mean, but still, like we've gotten to the point where as you were saying before the show, we're trying to normalize this junk.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to normalize, being transgender. And I don't have anything against people who are transgender. I don't at all. But to get, whoever is up in arms about this whole situation, whether it be transgender people or whether it be people who support transgender people, what is wrong with someone declining, what is wrong with someone having, their right to decline what they aren't attracted to? How does that make this person transphobic or whatever? That doesn't make sense. Like, they're just trying to normalize what they know isn't normal.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, man. Like, leave Genuine alone. He got enough problems of his own. Like,
trying to make hits.
He trying to make it. Period, man.
This
nigga's own big brother, UK.
That's what I'm about to say. This nigga over in the fucking UK, man. he had the end of his rope. You know what I'm saying? this nigga trying to eat.
Yeah, come on, man. Like,
it's
stupid.
Insane. Yeah, it's insane, man. It's literally like a thought process of, you don't want me to stick you in the booty. I'm gonna make you okay. I'm gonna make you okay with this. Yeah. You gonna be okay with me sticking you in the ass? I'm like, no, I don't want this. Oh my god, you're homophobic. Oh my god, you're homophobic. Like, wait a minute, what? That makes no sense. Like, you trying to get in my butthole, and the only thing that comes out is shit, and nothing going in this bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's just the dumbest thing in the world. It's just like, man. I don't know, man. Like, they just want you to feel so sympathetic for something that doesn't deserve it, man.
Yeah, what was up with that? Dang it. You remember that old Family Guy episode where these rednecks were on Jerry Springer? And I think Brian was watching TV because he couldn't get out of the house because he was on house arrest. And the guy was talking about, she ain't supposed to be having no penis or something like that. you remember that joke? And they started fighting. And I remember I saw an episode of Jerry Springer in real life where the person was trans, and that wasn't even a term back in that day. She's like, I gotta tell you something. I was born a man. And then it was like the whole time it was like, we've had sex. So it was like, well, we always had the lights off when we had sex. It's always been from behind.
I was like,
how do you not, like, I understand, like, some dudes it's hard to get vagina. It's extremely hard for them to get it. It's so easy. But dudes just, put women on a pedestal, man. It makes some shit hard for them. But you're not going to check?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on you, man.
It doesn't make any sense. But, I think for Jerry Springer's sake, though, like, they've done so much to just, make stuff up on that show. Like, it was hard to tell what was real and what wasn't, so.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I think at that time they could get away with it.
Yeah, because then, back in that time, they didn't have Twitter and all that stuff for people to be fact-checking. Because it seemed like motherfuckers could be Sherlock Holmes and they put their minds to it, and when they want to, look up dirt.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's something to empower themselves, like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Speaking of that, real quick, man, did you know that they're actually trying to change the laws where if you are diagnosed with pedophilia, like, there's some kind of law that's like, there's some kind of law, like, it's people that, you know, not only do they think that they were actually born the wrong gender, but they have people who, like, there's a medical case, there's a medical diagnosis for people who think that they're actually younger, like a young kid inside their inside their bodies or whatever. So of course, anything a child under the age over the age of 13, if you have sex with a child over the age of 13, is considered it can be considered as consensual. So now they're trying to change laws as to where if a person identifies as if a man identifies as a woman and they also have sex with a minor, and they consider themselves as a minor too, like, they can get away with that in court. Like, wow. they can plead to being, I forgot what it was called.
Only if you're white, guys. Let's go ahead and make this shit clear.
Yeah. But they can pretty much get away with child molestation and, it's ridiculous, man. And it's gotten to the point, you know, of course, the LGBTQ community, they trying to fight back on that because it's like, no, that's not what we about. But it's like, you know, it's kind of like, well, you kind of open the doors for all this stuff to happen.
All this fuck shit to come down.
Yeah, so you can't be mad at another group because they taking advantage of what you started.
Hell yeah, trying to cry foul now. It's too late, bitch.
Yeah, you might as well get over that. So, just you know, people keep a close, you know, an even closer lookout for your kids, man, because there's sick people out there that may be trying to do stuff to your kids and, you know, claim, you know, some, you know, left field diagnosis to, you know, get off on the case. So just watch out, man.
Yeah, man, trying to normalize this jump, man. So come to a point where you can't breathe without something being wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you breathing this certain way? Oh man, you're aerophobic, man.
Yeah.
You know, the air is too toxic for you, huh?
Yeah.
You prejudice against the air, and just like, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man. And speaking of getting the fuck out of here, if you own any H&M clothing and you have any kind of self-respect, and this is for people that at least have some clothes and not H&M. But if your whole wardrobe H&M, you might want to keep some of it. Earlier this week, so on Monday, H&M released an ad with a black child in a green hoodie with the words of coolest monkey in the jungle on it. If this ain't the most fuck shit of 2018 already, dude, I don't know what the fuck is, man.
Like, who okayed that?
You know they okayed that shit, man.
It's just like, who said, oh yeah, this'll work.
This'll be fine. Like, who okayed this? Where it was just like, oh no, there'll be no backlash on this. And then, like, well, you know, like LeBron, you know, and, you know, informant Puffy, he's informant ass, and other, you know, black, you know, quote unquote, not really leaders. We don't really have black leaders in America, because if we did, they'll be dead. If you're a true black leader in America, you'd be dead, because they killed off Malcolm and they killed off Martin Luther King. But everybody came out of arms and, like, put the kid, you know, photoshopped the kid with a crown on his head and, like, a crown on his chest, talking about, we young kings, man. And, you know, we always got to, you know, push ourselves to do better and be better than, you know, what society sees us as. Can we get past the fucking point where we have to, every time something like this happens, we're just like, we're going to push past this. We always got to, like, break down barriers. How long are we going to break down fucking barriers, y'all? Do we not know that literally, like, every barrier we're breaking down, they put another, like, steel dome up right behind it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know who okayed this. The little kid is young, so I can't put it on him. He's trying to make money for his family or for himself, or try to, you know, be in the modeling business. So he's going to put the shit on and just, you know, and take the picture. Not really like, knowing the context either, because he's so young. He don't know the context of that.
Yeah. At that age. I don't know. I guess my question would be for his parents. Like, you know, how did they, you know, feel about this?
Man, you like, know, they probably were just like, man, we get a check, fuck it.
Yeah. I just hope that they didn't, you know, have the, you know, the gall to, you know, get upset after the fact.
Yeah, like when everybody else getting mad, like, oh, wait a minute, y'all mad? I'm mad too.
Yeah.
Man, nah, it's too late, motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know, and it's sad, man, because I just, like, not too long ago, just got some jeans from H&M.
You gotta burn them, man. You gotta burn them. I see, like, where I work out at, there's an H&M, and I always see black people coming out with bags and bags of H&M. Every single time I'll be walking to the gym. I'm just like, man, like, y'all could do you. Y'all could have that junk. This is even before, like, this ad happened. Because no offense to anybody that buys H&M and loves H&M, their clothing is very cheap. The material's cheap. And they don't even try to hide the fact that shit's cheap. Like, the shit tears. One thing my sister told me was true. She was like, man, H&M clothes are seasonal clothes. Once that season's over, get rid of it because it's not really going to last. It's for something that you need to wear during that season and get rid of it. And it's true because you can't really put it up and use it because the shit out there dry rot when you try to pull that shit back out for next spring.
Dang.
Yeah, dude. So I've never shopped at H&M. I mostly shop at like J. Crew, Club Monaco. I have some streetwear in my wardrobe. It's a Banana Republic. That's where I usually shop because they have high quality clothes that last. Because I got something I bought in college from J. Crew. That shit's still holding together, man.
Yeah,
it's a high quality of clothing. But I understand, man. You can get a lot for less.
Yeah, you can.
At H&M, and I remember I put up on our Twitter that. H&M was like one step from being Old Navy. Like, the motherfuckers was literally like one step from being Old Navy. And I don't know when Old Navy became like a discounted, like, rummage sale shop. I don't know when they transitioned. Because I remember I went in there like 5 years ago, and I was like, everything's like 50 and 75% off, and it's not even like Black Friday. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it used to not be like that, but they found a business model where people just buy that shit in bulk. And that's how they stay. That's how they stay in business. They were just like, man, this is what we got to do.
Yeah.
Stay in business, man. But, you know, we don't speak with our dollars like we should. We'll be up in arms. We'll talk shit on social media about H&M.
We'll stay off for like a week.
Yep. And then we'll go right back in that bitch when they put somebody like Vince Staples or somebody, you know, somebody people into. Or what's that white boy name? Post Malone, like Post Malone to have some shit on and be like, you know what, man? They down for the call. They got Post Malone on their shit.
I don't think Vince Staples, I don't think they can get Vince Staples like that. Because Vince, he pretty, you know.
He seems woke.
Yeah, he pretty socially
aware. I hate that fucking word, but yeah, you know, he seems woke.
Yeah, he's socially aware.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me see. I tell you who else better watch out, man. Chance the Rapper better watch out.
Oh, what's going on with him?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know, all the good things he's doing for black people, he better watch it.
Cause his motherfucker putting in work. Niggas don't understand how much that nigga putting in work, man.
Yeah. All
right, dog. Like, he's doing something almost like every week.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where they used to, like, report on it, and now they're just like, wait a minute, nigga, you're doing too much. They don't report on it no more.
Yeah.
Because, man, he's like, literally putting his money, he putting this money where he put his mouth where his money is, whatever. God, I forgot that little bit, colloquialism, but he put his money where his mouth is, whatever. But he's donating back to Chicago, man, putting youth centers together up there, like donating money to underprivileged people.
Yeah.
Like constantly, man. And he's young, and I just hope that the powers that be don't get to him and just be like, hey, man, you gotta stop this shit if you want to reach that next level of, you know, of fame or money.
Yeah.
Because there's levels to that shit, man. They'll let you, like, get, like, reach a threshold of a certain amount of money you can make. And they're like, man, like, we're the gatekeepers. Only so much you can make, you're not going to follow these rules because we got to keep control. If we don't keep control, it will be chaos. That's because in the end, I don't care what the fuck anybody says. There's a group of people running this whole world. I don't care what you say. Y'all can be like, Eric crazy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Because there's no way in hell this whole world can function the way it does without a group of men. And I know it ain't one woman on that council. That's fucked up.
No.
I can't tell you one woman. Ain't no minorities on that bitch either.
Come on, man.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I wouldn't mind being born into that shit just to see, like... Literally, like, you live your whole life, everything's pretty much laid out for you. You go to Ivy League school, then they'll be like, "Hey, I want to be a psychiatrist." Like, no, you about to run the world. Be like, what? Like, like, this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna take over me once I die. And you're like, wow. Like, dude, I don't even want that kind of power.
Yeah,
that kind of power I would not want.
It would probably drive you crazy.
It would, man, because like I said before, if people knew like some of the true secrets of this world, they'll have a heart attack and die, or just commit suicide.
Yeah,
because they wouldn't be able to believe it, man. They wouldn't be able to believe it at all. Because it'd just be like everything that's been told to me is a lie, and that's a guaranteed. Everything we've learned in elementary school and high school and just regular vocational school is just a lie. Like almost all of it's a lie. Columbus wasn't the first person to find America. A whole bunch of things about black people not being here before we were brought here on slave ships. That's not true. There's a whole bunch of things not true, man. And once you, the older I get, the more jaded I become. Y'all can hear it. Y'all know. I just become just so jaded. I question everything, man.
Yeah.
I question everything.
You have to.
Yeah, like, man.
We don't live in a world where we can be naive anymore.
Nah, it should get you killed.
We just don't, yeah.
Yeah, but being naive gets you killed, dude. Especially being people of color, man.
Yeah, ignorance is not bliss now.
Nah, it can't be, man. This shit gotta stop now, dude. All that partying, getting high, and what the fuck is this? Man, this is like, man, sorry, y'all. I'm watching oh my God, it's a commercial on TV for tampons. They got this, like, black woman. This got this fat black woman in, like, a top. Like a sports bra and like her fat just peeling all on the back of it. They wouldn't put no white woman in that shit. They wouldn't put no white woman, a fat white woman, like doing that shit, bending over like that. Like you can literally see her stretch marks.
Wow.
See, dog, images, man. They control images, dude.
Yeah.
And images, like, man, put somebody black that's like overweight and ugly next to somebody that looks beautiful and white, man. That's the oldest trick in the book. And motherfuckers falling for that shit because they need a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But, I mean, we can't. We got to question. You got to question everything, man. Believe. I wouldn't even. Half the things you see, I wouldn't even fucking believe, dude.
Yeah.
Can't believe it, man. But did we get up, man? Did we talk about. No, we didn't, man. We didn't talk about Georgia fucking up, man, on Monday.
Well, you know, as I've said before, you know, Georgia sports, you know, it's just. It's not good, man.
It's a letdown, man.
Yeah, I mean, the national championship game was just a reiteration of the Super Bowl, and
it really was.
You know, of what I said before. It's just Georgia sports, like, they always go, like, to come so far, only to fall so short. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Like, man, Georgia sports is like having a crackhead daddy that promises you shit. And he has good intentions, but right when you think you're going to get something, he spends it on crack. Like, I'm going to get you that mountain bike, man. I'm going to get you that mountain bike. And motherfucker tweaking. And he's like, you know, you're young. You don't know. It's like, daddy probably itching somewhere. Like, man, I believe you, dad, you know. And you go tell your friends at school, I'm about to get me a mountain bike so I can be riding around with y'all. And then.
Oh, my dad's coming to see me.
Yeah. A week later, he was like, dad, where's the mountain bike? He was like, what mountain bike? Get out of here. It's like, where's my mountain bike? And that's what Georgia sports is, man. Where's my mountain bike?
Yeah.
That's what that shit is.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I knew they were gonna fuck it over when I was at work and I saw they were going into overtime and I was like, oh, they lost this shit.
It was never a good look. As soon as that happened, as soon as they tied the game, I was like, well, let me go ahead and turn this off because it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, dude. You don't let a Nick Saban-led team, you don't give them motherfucker chances, man.
No, you don't.
You don't. You don't give Bill Belichick team chances. You don't give Mike Tomlin team chances. You don't let established coaches that stack the fucking deck with talent fucking chances. They sat down Jalen Hurts and put in a true freshman.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. This is kind of crazy. I watched Alabama's spring game.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker was like, the dude that won a championship for Alabama was lighting shit up a spring game. And the people were just like, they were already anointing him. Like, man, he should start over Jalen Hurts. And I was like, that motherfucker was slanging it in the spring game.
Yeah.
I was like, he's coming. And then, Jalen Hurts fucked up the first half. And they brought him in the second half. And he handled business.
What I didn't understand is you could see for a while, for a long stretch of games, that Jalen Hurts was not he was not good enough to be in that starting position. No. It's just, I don't even know how they move up and down the field, to be honest.
Yeah.
I guess whenever they play those cupcake teams, I guess it's quite easy because, all he has to do is run 10 times a game and collect about 80, 90 yards of rushing. But I don't know, man. Tua should have been starting from the beginning.
Yep.
Because like you said, he came in and slung it. And the way he looked off that safety was genius.
Yeah,
dude. It was pure genius. I was like, this dude, yeah.
The coaching staff at Alabama, man, that nigga's getting paid. They motherfuckers getting paid what they're worth.
Yeah.
It just, Nick Saban is a fucking, he sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah, he's a juggernaut.
him? And Bill Belichick went to the devil and was like, man, here's our soul. In exchange, we want to win. He's like, deal. That's what I think about people that just like that. I don't know, man. They put in the work. They go the extra mile, man.
They make the sacrifice, dude.
Yeah, that's the one thing people don't understand.
Yeah.
That in life, you'll never. Listen to me. Blank Canvas family, you will never get anything in life you don't sacrifice.
Yeah.
You will live your whole life as a fucking bum that doesn't accomplish shit in life if you don't have discipline and you don't sacrifice your time.
Yep.
You gotta sacrifice your time for what you believe in and what you want to fight for. And then another thing that was very impactful, man, Will Smith's on Instagram now. And he had an Instagram story, it was an 8-part Instagram story. He was just talking about how y'all go on Twitter and type in Will Smith and failure so y'all can watch that video. It's a minute and 43 seconds. And pretty much to sum up the video, he says, you literally have to go out and seek failure to be successful because on the end of that failure, you will find success and confidence. Because he said that some of the most successful people in the world fail repeatedly over and over again. And that's the problem with people that go through life and just, going straight and narrow. And they just want to just, have white picket fence in the family, just have a check and come home. They just don't want to. They're scared to fail.
Yeah.
And we're not here just to, get up, try some stuff out, drink, party, fuck, go to bed, procreate and die.
Yeah.
We're here to push the envelope. Because, push the envelope, what's the point? So what I want everybody to do this week is I want you to try something that you're just scared to try. If it can be something as simple and niggerish as, you try to, smash this girl or whatever. Put your bid in. Literally, go up to her and just be like, just be random and be genuine and be yourself and take a risk. And then they might inspire you to want to start a business and take risks that way. Because you got to understand, all these finished products that you see now, you didn't see their struggle. You didn't see their journey. And that's what's wrong with people now. We're in a microwave society where we just want everything right now. We don't want to put in the work. And you need to go out there and, for real, man, I lived by that mantra before, but you literally have to find failure and be okay with it and be like, hey, okay, I failed, but that doesn't make me less of a person.
No.
That doesn't make me a failure. That makes me somebody that's accomplished, that's willing to take risks. That makes me somebody that's awesome. That makes me different. That doesn't make me similar to everybody else. That makes me a boss. You have to think like that. Like, man, I failed on this, but I've learned. Now, you can't be fucking failing, not learning from your mistakes now.
Oh, well, yeah, that's, I mean, that's the whole purpose of failure.
Yeah.
The point of failure is to learn from it.
Yeah.
To learn from it and do things different, to breed success. That's the only way you can, that's the only way you learn to be successful.
And then there's another, I know, I remember it was like one of our first episodes, man, I talked about that failure commercial by, let me see, I think this is it. Yeah, by Michael Jordan. So pretty much on the video, he says this. He says, I missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and miss. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I'm successful. Now, you gotta be okay with failure.
Yeah.
You got to be okay with it, man. And that's very powerful. That's the way we need to start off 2018 and the rest of our lives, man. Let's all be failures in life.
So hopefully, you know, Georgia football, they can take this lesson in failure and, you know, take what they learn and reapply it to next season. And, you know, hopefully they can, you know, come back and do something different this time.
Because I ain't going to lie, man, I don't see the Falcons get back to the Super Bowl, but they get back to the Super Bowl and win it, I'm going to be like, man, that is a resilient bunch.
Yeah.
And they didn't let that loss eat them alive. Because keeping it real, even if they lose, they're not losing this week. Because they're going to beat they beat the Eagles, man. They're going to stop them. They're going to stop holding them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to the Vikings.
The thing is, man, like, they're too talented of a team.
Yeah.
To, you know, not make it back. So if they don't make it back, it's on them. It ain't because the other team was better. It's on them.
If they run to the Saints, because I think if they run to the Saints, they'll have to play it in Louisiana.
I still think they can beat the Saints, though. They can beat the Saints in Louisiana.
Them motherfuckers, I don't know, man. The Saints are fucking damn. They've always been an offensive juggernaut, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, they real, but let's be honest. Can they score like the Atlanta Falcons can score? I don't think they can score like the Atlanta Falcons.
They can. Atlanta had really been going on all four cylinders like they should, man. It's something like Steve Sarkisian is fucking garbage. He needs to be fired into this season, dude. Like, I don't care if he won the Super Bowl. He needs to be fired, man. Because he took Kyle Shanahan's offensive system and then just added his own little wrinkle. And his wrinkle is just like a cum stain in a towel that's been sitting up for a long time, man. This shit just won't come out. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's fucking shit up, man. And I don't understand it. But the games that are coming on this weekend are Atlanta at Philly at 4:35 on Saturday. Then we got Tennessee versus New England. That's going to be a fucking raping.
It might be.
And then Sunday, Pittsburgh versus Jacksonville. And I swear to God, if Jacksonville beats Pittsburgh, because they went into Pittsburgh and beat them before.
That defense is real.
Dude, if it's Jacksonville versus New England in the AFC Championship game, I'm going to lose it. Because if Jacksonville makes the AFC Championship game, what's my holding back is Bortles.
What if they actually beat them and go to the Super Bowl?
I'll be like, y'all wake me up, because it's not real. This shit ain't real, man.
Because Bortles is their Achilles heel.
If he could just be like Alex Smith, and be just a tad bit better.
If he could just shake loose of whatever it is that's holding him back.
His mediocrity.
Because he has the arm.
He really does.
He has the arm. He has, I think he has the knowledge. It's just, I don't think he has the confidence. And I don't know why.
People call the nigga trash. He believed that shit.
Yeah, he probably did.
He probably do believe it. Like, you know what? I am trash. He gone too, man.
What was that? Oh my God. It was a meme. I think on NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed, I guess it was supposed to be a meme of Blake Bortles dropping back. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, one of those street trash cans.
Yeah, with a
Jaguars helmet. Yeah. It had a Jaguars helmet on top of it, and it was being pushed back like in the rain.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I remember that. Yeah, 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 yeah. It was like Blake Bortles versus like Nick Foles, and then like they had like two trash cans on the street, and it was like inclement weather, and it was raining, and like literally like pushing two trash cans down the street. That meme is funny as shit, dude.
Yeah,
that meme was funny as hell. But we'll see this weekend, man.
They
really do have a chance to shake shit up.
They do.
But we'll definitely see. Tennessee gonna lose, man. My predictions are, let me see, Atlanta's gonna move on. New England's gonna move on. I'm gonna take Jacksonville because Jalen Ramsey's gonna shut down AB. And y'all, hey, don't at me, motherfuckers, because he held a nigga to like 15 yards. And then the best game of the weekend is gonna be New Orleans versus Minnesota. That's gonna be the best game because it could either be a high scoring game, or it could be. The only way Saints are gonna win is gonna have to be a high scoring game. Cause if it's not, the Saints are gonna lose.
Yeah, cause
the Super Bowl's gonna suck, dude. Cause it's gonna have like two teams I don't give a fuck about in it. For real, man. I don't give a fuck if New England. I do not want New England to win another Super Bowl.
And then, it might not be them.
What would be the most intriguing Super Bowl to you? Like New England versus Atlanta?
Out of all of this?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see New England versus Atlanta again. To be totally honest, I don't know if I want to see that again.
Redemption.
I mean, I didn't want to see that last year. To be honest,
yeah, that shit was boring as hell.
I really think the most intriguing matchup on the AFC side would be Jacksonville, and as crazy as that is to say,
like Jacksonville versus Minnesota, I'd be like, what world are we living in? I'd be like. No, wait a minute. Yeah. That Super Bowl would be like, what?
Or Jacksonville versus New Orleans, maybe.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a feeling, man, that Jacksonville could put in some work.
They can, man. They can. That it's defense just is too raw.
Blake Bortles. All you gotta do is just not fuck up. Like I would literally be like telling him lies. I'm like, man, you're the greatest quarterback I've ever been around, man. And I play with Peyton, dude. There's just something about you. And he'd be like, all right, now, like, you know, stop lying to me. He'd be like, man, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to go next week. You know, I'm trying to play next week. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, like for real.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see, man. It's gonna be very intriguing, man. This weekend, I don't really give a fuck about the Atlanta Philly game. I don't really care about Saturday game at all. Like Sunday games gonna be more intriguing than Saturday games because Saturday games should be pretty much. They should just it should. I should literally like wake up on Sunday and be like, okay, Atlanta, New England won.
Yeah. Because
if Tennessee beats New England, I'm gonna be elated. And I'm gonna be like, how?
Yeah. I mean, they got lucky to get this far, man.
They really did. Andy Reid should be fired, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I hate that for Andy, man, because
he never gonna win a Super Bowl. This is it. He ain't never gonna win one. I'm staying this shit right now. He never win one. He's had his chances. It's over.
Yeah, I guess it's just like I don't know. Maybe his attention to detail isn't so great. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just like
for him to be in the playoffs this many times and have. Only gone to one Super Bowl. It's I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for him, but in a way, like I kind of don't, because I don't think he ever would have got there with Alex Smith anyway.
No.
So, they need to go ahead and just change the guard.
They are. He's gone. They already talked about Alex Smith either being like a Buffalo Bill or a damn Bronco.
Damn.
That's gonna be two teams they're gonna go after him because man, Tyrod done.
Yeah, his run's over.
Yeah, his run's over, man. Because I was watching that game, I was like, man, come on, Tyrod, you gotta literally win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had to keep his job.
Hell yeah, you gotta win a Super Bowl, man, to be MVP to even come back, and they still might replace you like they did Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, did you see the report of fans burning his jersey?
Well, I'm not even surprised.
Yeah, me either.
I don't think they set him up for success. Another thing that he told the truth on is, like, he said that you cannot be a mediocre. You can be a mediocre white quarterback, but you cannot be a mediocre black quarterback and just, like, collect checks.
No. Butchikov said that, too. Donovan McNabb, he said that, too.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker got fired from ESPN because he texted one woman, like, are you a squirter?
Oh, God. Yeah. Why? Nigga. Off that jump.
Yeah, man. But, man, go ahead and send us home, ST.
We ain't doing the topic, nigga?
Was that
an hour?
Yep, that was an hour. That was an hour, son.
For real?
That was an hour.
The show's over?
The show's over.
Oh, well, all
right, we ain't got no topic this week, y'all. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of a shit. I'm fucking tired as hell all the time now. We'll come with some more heat next week. Because I can't think of shit even off the top of my head right now. Because I was talking to ST before the show started. I was like, hey, we ever talk about such and such? He's like, yeah, man, we ever talk about that. And I was like, oh, well, that's it for me. That's all I got. unless you got something.
Not off the top of my head.
No. Man, I think this was a great show. You know what I'm saying? This is another, I guess it's a ranting hour part three.
Yeah.
Like 3, 4, 5, or 6. It's, you know, we get up there with a rant now, y'all. You know, bear with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll definitely come with something next week, man. And we'll come out with that heat. You know, when I figure out my fucking sleeping schedule.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, like you said, we appreciate y'all for joining us for another week. You know, I guess we could call it medium heat this week.
A little medium well, medium well burger this week. You know, it's always good. Get more meat on the bone.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all letting us into your homes, into your cars, into your earbuds, into your jobs. Make sure to hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe. We need them subs. Leave us some, you know, comments, leave us suggestions. Tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. All of that.
Let's try to get our numbers, man. Let's try to triple our numbers and subscribers on iTunes, man.
Let's
try to triple that shit, man. And try to get us, like, our goal is to get on the top 25 comedy list on iTunes, man. Let's help us get there, man. Like, we can't do it without y'all, dude.
No.
If we can say, especially if it happens, we can say, you know, y'all did that. And it'll be true.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, this is y'all's show. This is for y'all, you know. So, you know, y'all, you know, are going to be the ones that benefit from this the most. So, you know, definitely go out there and, you know, let the people know how you feel about us. You know, as well as, you know, remember that we got stuff coming down the pipeline. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open because we're going to hit y'all with that real soon. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light.
Be the light, y'all, man. Shine on this dark and twisted-ass world we live in, man.
Yeah.
Expose these holes.
It's retarded.
Hell yeah, man. We love y'all, man. Y'all be easy.
Yeah. With all our hearts, man. Just, you know, hopefully everybody, the rest of your week goes well. You know, have a good weekend and all that. Be safe out there in them streets. You know, don't get caught up doing no stupid stuff. You know, come back to us next week. Episode number 74. We gonna holler at y'all. We love y'all.
Y'all be easy, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.